This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Talk about what Nancy Pelosi said yesterday. Here we are on the cusp of your first major speech, and the question was, what has he done? He said, basically, he's done nothing. He says, he put Wall Street first, he made America sick, and he instilled fear in immigrants. Those are your accomplishments. What's your response to her?
Well, I've been watching Nancy's statements, and I think she's incompetent, actually. You know, if you look at what's going on with the Democrats and the party, it's getting smaller and smaller. You know, in a certain way, I hate to see it because I like a two-party system, and we're soon going to have a one-party system. I actually think a two-party system is healthy and good, but she's done a terrible job.
So she's wrong.
Well, I don't think she's a good spokesman. She's certainly wrong. There are those that say I've done more than anybody in 100 days. Hey, look, just at the money I've saved billions and billions of dollars. I brought Ford back from Mexico. Ford was going with a massive plant. I bought Fiat in. I'm bringing in all these incredible countries. You've been reading about them on a daily basis. They're all pouring back into our country. I mean, there are those that are saying that I've done just about more than anybody. Now, when you add our health care that's going to be coming out soon and will be a really good health care as opposed to Obamacare, which is a total mess. If you add the tax cuts that we're going to be doing as soon as we finish health care, that'll come out very soon, the big tax cuts for business and for people, for middle class, tremendous cuts, and for everybody. I think that, you know, I think I've done just about more than anybody in the first 4 weeks.
Of course, our president, 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, meeting with Brian Kilmeade, and, you know, countering what Nancy Pelosi had to say. And it is a bit disturbing and certainly sad with her negative comments about the president, not even trying to find some middle ground and some space to agree on, you know, and I think that, and of course, Trump is the kind of guy who counterpunches. So somebody says something bad about him, he's gonna punch back and say that she's a bit incompetent. And it's too bad, and it concerns me when he talks about having a one-party state. Although I got to tell you, John Naismith, many years ago, if you remember the book Megatrends, had predicted, he had said that the two-party system is like two dinosaurs mating. That he didn't think that the country was much longer going to be dealing with a two-party system. I didn't think we'd get down to a one-party system, but the two-party system would go by the wayside. In fact, that's my first question when I meet John face to face. Finally, is what happened to that prediction? And I'm sure he'll tell me. Go look at, you know, about 95% of what I predicted has come true, including technology. When I said that with the increase of technology, there would be an increasing need for touch. This is why when you say hi to people and it's person to person, face to face has so much more impact today, because people are raw in dealing with technology. And when you call businesses today and you just get a phone answering machine, or you get an operating system that sends you to the wrong department, it gets so frustrating that when we actually talk to somebody on the other end of the phone, it just, you know, it lifts your spirit no matter what the situation, because you're actually talking to a warm person. This is why in the old days I used to tell people, I go, look, if you want an uplift, just call the Zig Ziglar organization. I don't know if you've done that, but when you would call the Zig Ziglar organization, they always answer the phone. It's a great day here at Zig Ziglar. Now, you hear those terms and those words, and the way in which they said that to you on the other side, they genuinely meant it. It was a blessing, and you were encouraged today. But today, sadly, you know, oftentimes, in the words of John Naismith, what he predicted in Megatrends, with increased technology, we would have a need for high touch, and we have too often in today's business low touch. And so Just some of the predictions on John Naismith. But as far as what President Trump was talking about, I'm sad for the Democrats. And I say, look, get your acts together, because this is an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing. This isn't about a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It is still the United States of America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Combs coming up next.
Blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. It's me, Bill Martinez, coming at you live from Orlando, Florida. We're here for Proclaim 17, NRB International Christian Media Convention. And with us, as I promised, is Bill Combs. Bill is a retired Presbyterian minister, a master, has his master's in divinity and a doctor of ministry degrees from Fuller Theological Seminary. As a pastor, he loved to paint word pictures to the congregation so they could better identify with the sermon's text. You were actually interested in your in the people that were listening to your sermon,
right,
Bill. Hey, what are you thinking there, you know, trying to make sure they were paying attention, huh?
Well, you know, there's so many, especially when you get back into Genesis.
Yes.
The text goes so rapidly. You go through maybe two or three verses and you've covered a person's life.
Exactly.
And
right.
So if you don't actually take those people and make them live to the congregation, they think that their life was about three verses long.
Yeah, right.
Know?
Exactly.
And so you have to spin it out. You know?
Well, the book is so rich, you know. And I, just a moment ago, Del Tackett just stopped by the booth to say hi, and Del Tackett is here. And of course, I've been a big fan of his. As I was mentioning to you earlier, he did a series with Focus on the Family called The Truth Project. And speaking of Genesis, they just released a movie called Is Genesis History that just had a very successful One Night Fathom event showing. And I just got the news that they're going to be showing it two more times in the first week in March. So we're going to be updating everybody on that. But to your point, Genesis is so rich on so many levels that you can miss something if you're only, you know, like you say, if you look at it and it's encapsulated and you want to, you know, just get it read as opposed to really absorbing what's in it.
Well, that's what happened to me and a lot of people who go to seminary, mm-hmm. because we study about sin and salvation primarily from the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the book of Genesis, everything that is in the rest of the Bible finds its roots or its beginnings there.
Right. And the title of your new book, which I love, and we were talking about it the other day, Who Told You That You Were Naked? This is a refreshing re-examination of the Garden of Eden. Wow,
sure.
This is really powerful, Bill.
And it's not a racy novel.
Oh, yeah. There's no pictures. So,
no pictures.
Yeah, but hey, but we got the mind pictures here. But really, you're going to be blessed by, you know, by this revelation. I mean, when you stop and think, who said you were naked anyway?
Yeah,
right.
Well, the Lord did.
Yeah.
And you know, what the Lord led me to see was when Adam and Eve, you know. The New Testament talks about the transgression that Adam had against the Lord's command. But when they transgressed, they got the knowledge of good and evil. And that's more than just the understanding of the difference between right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When they got that, they realized their eyes were open and they realized they were naked. Okay? They've all already been naked.
Mm-hmm.
But when they did, they started evaluating their individual differences with those of their spouse. And as soon as they did that with a knowledge of good and evil, they didn't feel like their spouse approved of their individual differences.
Wow.
That was a mistaken understanding. But all of a sudden, they wanted to get covered up, you know? And so they put fig leaves around themselves. That temporarily assuaged their feelings until they saw the Lord and they compared their individual differences with Him. All of a sudden, the same thing came up, and they ran and hid.
Right, exactly. And then, like you say, the sin entering in to civilization at that point.
That's right.
I mean, that it took over, and man's understanding of covering sin was a fig leaf.
That's right.
God's understanding, a little bit different, right?
Yeah, that's right. His understanding was, I'll cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you His righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing is that the knowledge of good and evil is actually the wellspring of our transgressions, because we spend our whole lives trying to cover ourselves with something. And mm-hmm. all of our righteousness, as you know from Hosea,
yeah.
all of our righteousness is just filthy rags.
Yeah, exactly.
Not, can't even come close to comparing with Jesus' righteousness.
And I like what you say, Bill, in terms of how we try to cover that up. You know, psychologists talk about wearing different masks, right?
That's right.
And whatever it is, you know, with clothes or maybe something that we're good at, you know, that we want to let that shine above everything else. And basically, it's all a covering. You know, so often you find out people who are the funniest people, the comedians of the world, what are they hiding?
They're hiding a lot, usually.
Yeah.
They're usually.
I mean, look at Robin Williams, what happened there, right? How tragic.
Yeah. And you know what? I find out that a lot of alcoholics are really very, very sensitive inside, and they're actually taking that alcoholism or those drugs and trying to cover up that inside depravity, you know?
Well, so here it is in the Garden of Eden. Who told you you were naked? Instinctively, I say, because it's pretty rapid there, that Adam and Eve cover themselves up with fig leaves. They come into the presence of God, and I guess they realize that's not good enough. And even God says it's not. And ultimately, God's plan, divine plan, is that we would be covered by the blood of the Lamb. But meanwhile, there was a temporary, kind of a Band-Aid solution to it, and that was animal skins. The sacrifice, that was the first animal sacrifice in the Garden of Eden, right?
That's right. And, you know, but as the Bible says, you know, the blood of bulls and goats, they don't do us any good, really. And actually, all the sacrifices in the Old Testament were for inadvertent sins.
Mm-hmm.
If you did it deliberately, it didn't cover anything.
Right.
And most of the things we do are deliberate, you know. So,
Bill, have we, in understanding that difference, have we seared our own consciousness to not really look at sin the way God does? I mean, you know, in our culture today, we're so casual in accepting of deliberate sins.
Well, Bill, I'm glad you brought that up, because if we only see sin as the things that we did wrong or the acts that we did against the law of Moses, then most people consider themselves good people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do. God should accept me because our whole church is full of good people. Our whole community is full of good people. And they are surprised when somebody comes up and kills someone. Well, that doesn't happen in our community. But really, it's the wellspring, the knowledge of good and evil that Paul calls his flesh or his lower nature, that he, in chapter 7 of Romans, says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this bondage?" He's talking about that adversary within his flesh that's forcing him to become a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's forcing him to do the things he doesn't want to do.
Well, even Isaiah, when he has that moment where he's confronted by God, and the truth of God and the holiness of God is so profound upon him, he says, "I'm toast."
Yeah.
"I am toast."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that is the tough thing about, I think, in acknowledging sin and, you know, sin in our very lives that we hold on to so casually. But we need to realize, you know, who are we sinning against?
Yeah, and that's why the gospel sort of has been has been seen as so irrelevant by people because they say, well, we're good people, we don't need the gospel.
Mm.
But you know what? If we can turn around and point to the knowledge of good and evil and says, who told you you needed to have a better paycheck, or you needed to speak better, or you needed to have fewer zits, or you needed to drive a better car.
Right.
You start talking about people's insecurities, then they start realizing, hey, you're right.
Exactly.
I fight against that every day.
Well, Bill, we got to wrap it up. Again, thank you so much. The book is available.
And the e-book.
E-book. We're going to have it linked on our website. Okay?
Aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez coming to you live from Orlando. We're here for Proclaim 17, NRB International's Christian Media Convention. And, boy, we got a real treat with you. We've got Scott Hayes and Paul Blavin with us. Paul Blavin is with us right now. Scott's missing in action. It's not like he's been raptured, so we're not going to be too concerned about it. But, Paul, let me say, first of all, congratulations. Congratulations on the movie Molly. I mean, what a blessing.
Thank you, Bill. It's Bill, the film changed my life. So
wow.
It's an extraordinary story of discipleship, mm-hmm. of hope, of love,
of servanthood,
of faith.
Yes.
Of extreme faith.
How did you find the story, Paul?
The story came to me, you know, like mm-hmm. everything else that's great in my life. God brought it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any particular interest in Africa. I didn't know about mission work, but it was brought to me by a friend, and he insisted that I see it. And the minute I saw it, I knew I had a calling. I had a calling to bring this film to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what happened the minute I saw it was seeds of discipleship were being planted in my heart that were unbeknownst to me.
Right.
I grew up Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And over a 9-10 month period of seeing the film, getting to know Charles Mulley and what was in his heart, meeting the people that were involved with the film, the filmmakers, that led me to ultimately take Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. On August 7th, I was baptized
wow.
by Charles Mulley.
Oh, real? Wow. Wow. So here, you know, for the movie Mulley that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, changing the world one child at a time, Paul is the executive producer. So this came to you already?
It was finished.
It was already finished.
Yes.
So they needed you to get it out there.
Yes. Yes, and my mission before they even met me, my mission was to shine a bright light on inspiring, compelling content, open people's hearts, and then provide people with an opportunity to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this was shot in Kenya.
Yes.
The story talking about the orphans, the abandoned kids there. Over 100,000, right?
There's 100,000 kids currently living in the slums of Kibera, Nairobi, Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And 20% of them will die before the age of 5.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And this man...
just to paint the picture,
yes,
for the audience, they understand. I mean, we're talking almost like the poor of the poorest villages.
These are some of the most poor and vulnerable people in the world. And this man grew up in it.
Yes.
So this man was abandoned.
He survived.
At the age of 6.
He was the other 4/5 of the people that survived.
Not
right?
only did he survive, but God had a plan for him.
Without a doubt.
And at the age of 16, he was going to commit suicide. He felt his life had no meaning. But through one chance church gathering,
yes,
the words "forgiveness of our sins, work hard and under God and with faith in God, anything is possible" changed his life.
Because up to that point, he's a street kid. He's surviving whatever way he can, right?
Yeah. Yes. A beggar, a thief, surviving. That one church gathering planted a seed in his heart that changed his life. He took Christ as his Lord and Savior.
His life and thousands upon thousands of other kids as well.
He's created the world's largest family.
Amazing.
He's rescued over 12,000 children, and it's not an orphanage. He makes these children his own.
Exactly. Scott Hayes has just joined us, and Scott, as the director producer of Molly, let me say congratulations. We're so touched by this. I mean, what an incredible story.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think I can't take any credit for it other than just being really grateful to have... been blessed to tell that story, you know.
Well, I asked Paul how it came to him. He said you'd already done all it. You'd already put everything together.
Paul, yeah.
How did you find out about the story of Molly?
My partner John Bardis in the film. It came from him. I got the phone call from him. He's a friend of mine, and he knew of a man and his wife who were changing the world in Africa. It's a model we could really learn from. It was one of the most inspirational stories he's ever heard of. So he just called me one day and said, would you be interested in helping me make a movie that I think can change the world? And hopefully we got there in some small way. I can't wait for people to see this movie.
Well, we had a chance to see it last night. And beyond blessed, as Paul was saying, it was interesting for him because he comes in contact with it as God's talking to him about discipleship. And I imagine your perspective about discipleship was at a certain level, and you see the story of Mully, and you go, I'm not even in the zip code.
Right. Yeah, it is pretty mind blowing. First time I read the book Father to the Fatherless, which was written by Paul Bogie, I was crying. I was in tears. I couldn't believe this was true. And then when I got there and I met him, and you see with your own eyes the miracles that he's doing there with these children and with the environment, it's really breathtaking and remarkable.
Right. Well, Paul was talking about the confrontation, the moment that he met Christ, and his life from that point was totally different.
Yeah.
And what a turnaround, right? I mean, a success story. He gets into business. He finds out he's an entrepreneur. Didn't even realize he was an entrepreneur, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And go ahead, Paul. I want you to comment on that, on how he started out into business.
Oh, well, again, so from that one church gathering, he decides that his life now all of a sudden has hope and purpose and meaning. He doesn't know exactly what it is, but he marches for 3.5 days to Nairobi without a penny in his pocket, no shoes on his feet, and barely any education, and starts at the bottom.
Yeah.
And, but with faith and with hope. And he works his way up and eventually becomes a very wealthy man through entrepreneurialism and saving money and,
You know, Scott, if his story would have ended right there, you'd almost think, wow, he's a successful man.
Right.
I mean, he picks himself out of this situation where he's basically a street urchin.
Yeah.
He's stealing and doing all these bad things, decides, okay, I'm going to be a contributing individual, gets married, has a family. They live in a big house. The kids are saying, hey, we're lying down a carpet watching TV. It's all good here, right?
Right, exactly.
And you think, wow, what an incredible success story. But he doesn't forget where he came from.
No, he doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't. That's that moment in, you know, in life that I think we all have where you really have to face yourself. And he came across some street gangsters, basically, who asked him for money. That's what they do in Nairobi, is when you want to park your car, they come up and say, I'll park your car for you, give me a dollar. And he came out, and his Mercedes that he drove that day was stolen.
Yeah.
And he had to take his own bus home. He owned the bus line.
Right.
In
yeah.
Nairobi called
yeah.
Mullyways, and he had to get on his own bus and drive home. So yeah, it's a story that just always keeps evolving and it never really ends, and that's what's amazing about how the movie turned out and what we're doing now with For Good, and that's why Paul's heart and his passion behind the movement. You know, we can learn a lot from Mully and how we can really make the world a better place and then for our children.
Mm.
Yeah,
what touched me, Paul, was, you know, as we mentioned, this is a movie about servanthood. This isn't about being served. It's about serving. And Mully took it to an incredible level, you know, right?
If you ask Charles, and I don't want to speak for Charles, but if you ask Charles, I believe he will tell you this is not his work.
Yeah.
This is God's work. Yeah. God called him to do it.
Yeah, you can kind of sense that.
And, I've met a lot of people in my life. I've met a lot of people with quote unquote who have it made in terms of material wealth, but I've never met a person with more faith and with more serenity mm-hmm. in their heart than Charles.
Yeah.
And this is a man who gave it all away.
Well,
he has no material possession.
Exactly. Well, Scott, here's a guy who is going to commit suicide at 16. He goes on, and now he's the father to thousands of kids?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
And what, he's got five locations now?
I mean, he has many satellite locations and different things he's doing. I was just there a couple weeks ago to go back and do some more stuff to keep track of what he's up to. He's, you know, many all across Kenya, he's got these places that are, and you'll catch him in the middle of Kibera slum at night rescuing a kid, too.
Yes, right. Yeah, and that was repeatedly shown in the movie. Let me tell you are in for a real treat, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get yourself in front of this movie, Mully. It will add a level of dimension to your life that you didn't think was possible after you see this. Mully, and this is available?
Well, we actually right now that we're in the process of like finalizing the last steps of that.
You want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Funny we should be talking about it always being a great day, if you remember when our conversation with Fat Williams earlier. Yeah, you know, you want to fill up, just call Zig Ziglar Corporation. That used to be a fun treat. You tell everybody, you know, just call Zig Ziglar. Listen how they answer the phone. You have that direct contact with people in today where there's so much technology, and I think this is what people long for, is that human touch. You know, John Naismith in Megatrends many years ago said that as technology would increase, there would be a higher demand for that contact with humanity. Sue Detweiler is with us. This is becoming an annual event at NRB when we get together.
Yes.
Here we're here in Orlando for Proclaim 17, and this is a good excuse for us to get together, Sue.
Great to see you, Bill.
Hey, always,
I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. Well, you're a radio host yourself. You know the drill. You know what it's all about, right?
It's about sharing the good news.
Amen. Yeah, there it is. Well, Sue, as you may recall from our previous conversations, a wife, a mother of six, only six. And I say only six. We were watching Molly last night. He's the father of over 10,000 kids
my.
Now. Incredible, wow. Incredible story. That's who was just here, just right before you, Scott Hayes and Paul Blavin. But Sue's also an author, a radio host, as you heard me mention. She's a pastor with over 25 years experience in leadership, ministry, and education. And we're going to talk about her new book. I mean, Sue, did you think you were going to be, you're spitting out books like biscuits here, you know?
This is my third book, Women Who Move move mountains,
yes,
praying with
I like this.
Confidence, boldness, and grace. And I'm really excited about it, Bill.
Right. Well, what was it, you know, for you? You know, what revelation came to you that said, I got to write this book?
This book was written on my heart when I realized that prayer was life or death.
Mm.
And when I was at that point where I dropped to my knees and cried out help and knew I could have died in a fire, and then as I traced it back, and God saved us, my mother had been praying. And there's something about the power of prayer, and everyone wants to pray, but sometimes they feel like there's obstacles and they don't know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it simple,
right,
and give people a journey to that intimate relationship with God and others.
I want you to expand a little bit more on that story, because people may have heard really quick, you know, we got fire, we got mom praying.
I know.
And the whole deal. So there's a lot. I mean, that's a made-for-movie type
Well, I was a brand new mom with a 5-week-old baby. I came home from vacation, put her to bed in the crib, and I woke up and she was screaming. And it was a different type of scream.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to make my way to her room, and I got stuck in my closet. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. I was disoriented. And I finally put my hand against the window pane, pushed it up, and realized my house was on fire.
Oh, wow.
And an arsonist had set the house next to us on fire, and me and my daughter were in it. And I was so disoriented from the smoke that I didn't know which way to go. So I dropped to my knees and I cried out help. And by the grace of God, my husband got home. Bill, imagine how he felt. He's driving in and the whole sky is lit up.
Right.
And so people have lined the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one fire truck, because the fire trucks, the other ones had gotten stuck by a train. And so he's grabbing the fireman and he's saying, did you get my wife and baby out? And so the fireman just dropped the hose. They ran to the house. I'm screaming as much as my raspy voice would let. And my husband got Rachel Joy out, 5 weeks old.
Mm.
And then when the fireman came, I never saw his face. He probably had a huge flashlight, but it looked like a tiny pin light. And he said, come towards the light. And I was rescued from that fire.
Wow. And now you find out, afterwards, you find out your mom had been praying. What was on your mom's heart? What was she praying at that time?
You know, God had put it on her heart for an entire month, Bill. And Isaiah 43 was the passage. She fasted, she prayed, and part of Isaiah 43 is, you will go through the fire, and you will not be burned. The flames will not consume you. And so it was a miracle. And I knew that I wanted to walk with God like that,
mm-hmm,
to know Him intimately, and to learn how to be a woman that can move mountains.
Right. So here your mother moves a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
This impresses you. I think probably in the way, you know, you often hear in the story of Jesus' mother, Mary,
yes,
when she came in Revelation to what God was imparting on her, you'd always hear over and over again, and she just thought about it. She pondered on,
yeah,
it. So I'm sure you pondered on this.
Yeah.
And so anytime you could find links with other women that were prayer warriors and they had stories to tell,
yes,
this was one more pondering. So this is a compilation of many ponderings, isn't it?
It really is. And I have included stories just as dramatic as mine,
mm-hmm,
in every chapter of the book of women who God set free. Some of them went through abortion. Some of them were terribly abused. Just all sorts of life situations. And it was God that they turned to.
Amen. Wow. Well, what a, you know, and it's neat that you have those stories, because, you know, I think this is sometimes in our hustle bustle world we live in, we miss out on,
yeah,
on people's life stories, their,
yeah,
connectivity, which reinforces our belief, right?
Because
then we say, that's our God. Yes, He did that for her.
It does.
You know?
And you know, I think sometimes people feel like they need to be someone special, you know, have a halo around their head
right.
to pray. And really, it can be a simple prayer like help.
Yes, right.
And but leading people to learn to know God through Bible study and who He is, and then that makes prayer as easy as breathing.
Exactly. And the thing is, interesting, is that relevant to that, Jesus said, you know, the Father already knows what you need anyway. So don't be like those Pharisees that blabber on, you know, with all this verbiage. And in fact, they even said, you know, the disciples, you know, finally said, hey, look, we want what you got. Teach us to pray, right?
Yes, He did. And He also said, if you have faith, like a mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain and it will be moved to the sea.
Right.
And the disciples were like, wow. Yeah. And nothing is impossible with God when we have faith.
Well, and they're around Jesus Himself. He's walking on water. He's healing the lame. The blind are seeing. I mean, it's like, and so now He says, okay, you see that mere mountain there? You can tell it to jump in the sea.
Amazing.
Huh?
Amazing. And that's one of the reasons I love this book cover.
Right.
Look at that cover.
Yes.
There is no mountain anywhere. That tiny little woman has pushed that
mountain. That's right. Just exactly. Yeah, you're talking about mountains. Exactly. Good point. Where is the mountain? Well, it's been moved. This is a woman on a mission, and she understands what's going on. Yet, you know, this is, you know, what Sue has done here with this book, Women Who Move Mountains. It will inspire you. And I would say, even though we're talking about women, you know, men will be inspired by these stories.
I have a lot of male readers because I will get
They'll say, hey, what about us guys, right?
You know, my next book, I know it needs to include men.
Yes.
Just because I've been hearing from enough of them.
Yes. Well, hey, guys, I'm representing us here a little bit here in an ever so nice way, because we know we have our stories as well, where guys have moved mountains, no doubt about it. But
that's
this will inspire you, because not only will you see that other women, but you'll see the woman in your wife that will move mountains, right?
Yes. And I do believe that women have a call to pray for their children, to pray for their husbands, to pray for their friends. And it's a joyful call, because that intimacy you were talking about earlier, when we learn to pray, we're not only more intimate with God, but we're more intimate and in tune with other people around us.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, we got about 30 seconds left. I want to get your read. Melania Trump really upsets a lot of people. And what does she pray? She prayed the very prayer that Jesus said, this is how you pray. But yet, what I was really touched on was how many other people were praying with her, right? Of the thousands of people who were there in Florida for that.
It is. Yeah. It's a powerful call to
pray. Exactly. Well, and the book is available all the usual places?
Yes. And SueDetweiler.com.
There it is. Sue Detweiler has been with us. Women Who Move Mountains, I will guarantee you, it's going to bless your socks off.
Pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number
number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're here in Orlando, Florida, live coming at you from Proclaim 17, NRB International Christian Media Convention. And we're honored to have Sherry Rigby with us. And Sherry is just joining us now. Actress, speaker, writer, director. You're just not busy enough, Sherry. You know, that's the problem here.
Mother, wife. Yeah. What else can I add to the resume?
Yeah, the long list of things, but what an exciting career for you, though.
It's been incredible. Yeah. I mean, to see what God has done, you know, after really the launch of October Baby, and to see, you know, all these years later what he has me doing. And, you know, I love that he has me journeying out into all of these different lanes. And, you know, when he says, I called you to be a storyteller, you just have to say yes and see where he places you, so...
So he tells you, and you just hang on.
That's right. You just go for it. I'm like, here we go.
I know.
Yeah.
You get those moments sometimes where, you know, because this has happened to me at times in the Lord's Prayer. You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And I, there was a period of time I said, God, I can't pray that. I mean, I got to be genuine with you. I got to tell you, you know, it's too much. I'm on overload right now.
Yeah, I think that, and that's such a great point, because I know for myself, you know, there's been many a times I've said, you know, Lord, I just don't think I can do this, or I'm not equipped to do this, and I'm not sure what you've called me to. And he's like, oh, well, then you're really perfect, so let me get ready for the ride. And he does. He does it every time. He really prepares us and takes us into battle, and it's such a crucial time right now. And so I love what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I love if you're willing to go, he's willing to anoint and appoint.
So. Exactly. When you say it's a crucial time, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think it's a crucial time right now. It's a crucial time in our world, in the media. I think it's really time for us to step up and be leaders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're seeing that more and more, especially with the inspirational faith-based arenas. You see that in film. I'm hoping that television will really start stepping up and coming into that as well. Mm-hmm. I think we have a country that is dying for inspiration.
Right.
And they're really looking for hope and to be inspired and to take mm-hmm. journeys. And it's a crucial time. And I think we're seeing that. We're seeing it in you know, I think I read an article, it was probably about a year ago, and it said that the younger generation from 18 to 25, most of them identify themselves as atheists. Mm-hmm. And how can that be?
Right.
And so what is it that we're doing? What are we missing? Mm-hmm. And so with all that we see scripturally going on even today in today's world, why are we not being the forerunners to show who Christ is through everything we do?
Right. Well, these young people have lost a lot in the process.
Yes.
They've been conditioned by the media.
Yes.
You know, what seems to be the words that are bannered about, fake news, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And this is, you know, what God impressed on me a number of years ago, and this is why I came back to radio. I'd been off the microphone for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you, God says, hey, and I go, you really? You know, I've been away from this for a long time, and here we are in a, you know, interesting situation because the media has been, it's so mature and controlled by such a limited amount of people. We've been able to cut out a piece of area and influence to where this is where God has brought us right now, where we're in over 280 markets, which is unheard of mm-hmm. in these days, because unless you're part of the, you know, handful of controlled corporations, broadcast corporations, you're not going to get this kind of reach.
Right, right. And I agree, and I think that's one of the things that's so incredibly cool to watch what God's done in my life and my mm-hmm. career is, because when I started my career, I was older, and mm-hmm. everybody kept thinking, you know, kept saying to me, why are you doing this? You know, mm-hmm. you're never going to succeed at that. You know, that's for these young people.
Right.
And God called me, you know, at 39 years old to go to Hollywood, and what he's done with my career has been only because of God.
Right.
I do a movie or two a year.
Mm-hmm.
I speak all over now the United States and write books, and now I'm in development, and now I'm show running and executive producing a show for the Dream Center. And,
yes.
And you know, you're never too old.
Yeah. It's called divine favor. That's what God keeps telling me. It's divine favor.
Right.
I said, let it pour on. But sadly, in getting back to these kids that are lost,
sure.
and the numbers that claim they're atheists,
yeah.
You know, and time, I mean, and hopefully they have the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, to realize this. I see a lot of these kids, like, you know, like people who are out there drowning. You know, you talk to, you know, people who are in the business of life-saving, right?
Yeah.
And these lifesavers that are out there on the beaches, and then they go, why don't you go and save them right away? And they go, oh, you got to wait until they get the fight out of them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
And then you can actually go and save them. Otherwise, they're going to drown, and you're going to drown with them.
Right.
And so a little bit of that is going on. But experientially, people have been there, like you and I. We've gone through the process,
mm-hmm.
and we need to speak the truth in love to
yep.
this kind of mindset that's taken place. I think some of the frustration that's happening in America right now, the chaos that's being exhibited,
mm-hmm.
Though the media, they want to make that the focal point.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of people on the other side that, you know, they're not countering. Certainly you're not hearing about their stories that realize that, you know, but Jesus, you know, and,
yeah.
and I hear sometimes people, you know, I used to tell people I'm a but God Christian. They say, but God, what do you mean a but God Christian?
Mm-hmm.
I go, because in the Bible, you always read about all the bad stories that are going,
yeah.
and then you have that transitionary phase, but God, you know,
he stepped in.
Yeah, but God, yeah. Go down. So that's what I've become.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree with you. I think that, you know, we have an opportunity now to really be that voice and that mm-hmm. truth and grace to so many that are looking for that. And
mm-hmm.
and you know, there's also another side of it that's very powerful, that you do see a shift too. People want truth.
Right.
They want to hear truth. They want to be exposed to things that they have the ability to make a choice on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I believe that God has placed us right now. You know, he's given us a voice and an opportunity and platforms to share the truth and the grace of Jesus Christ. And
mm-hmm.
he's doing it through avenues that's only but
yes.
because of
yes,
him,
right? Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of that journey mm-hmm. and that voice.
Well, tell us about the Dream Center. Update
yeah.
us on that.
Oh my gosh, the Dream Center is incredible. if you don't know about the Dream Center, dreamcenter.org, we house over 750 people in Los Angeles. We've been around for 23 years.
Wow.
Pastor Matthew Barnett and his wife Caroline Barnett they have just an incredible place. And what we actually do is we're doing a show right now that airs on Daystar. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we're showing the testimonials of the people that have actually gone through the Dream Center and or are there. And so what you actually see is the redemption, the restoration, and the preparation that God has actually done in these people's lives. And so we're showing drug addiction to them finally coming down and falling on their knees to finding Jesus. And now Jesus has literally pulled them out and taken them. And now they're serving in these communities, and they are doing great things for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so my producing partner, Clary Rita Lee, and I get to do this show, and we are just overwhelmed that we've been chosen to tell these stories.
Well, and especially when you deal with these individual stories, do you feel this sense that you're on hallowed ground because of the individual stories? You know, God in them, made in the image, and here they are converted. I mean, I would have this, you know, this sense that, wow, this is, I mean, I want to say, but it's beyond precious, it's holy.
It's holy.
Yeah.
You really do feel, when we are in the moment of filming, you really do have, you know that the Holy Spirit is there, He's present, and you really do, it is holy ground. And what you're witnessing is the hands, the feet, the heart of Jesus. Mm. You're seeing it in action. You're seeing what our Savior did walking with His people in the gospel, right?
Right,
you're
exactly.
Seeing Him go, I see the prostitute. I see the drug addict. I see the one that nobody wants. I want to know them. I want to restore them. I want to call them mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to sit there, and we cry. I mean, we're watching these testimonies, and we're just crying because we see the depravity, and then we see the preciousness of Jesus to say, I love them.
Yeah.
I want them.
Exactly.
And that's who I am.
And how else could you do that without Christ? You don't have the eyes to see that, do you?
No. And you get to see the beauty out of the mess, just like He has seen all of us, the beauty out of the mess and why He wants us. And that's really what we get to do with the Dream Center shows. And we're privileged. I mean, we're just privileged to tell these stories.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, what a blessing. I really appreciate you stopping by here.
Thank you.
Great visiting, getting caught up. Now, if people want to be in touch, how do they stay in touch with you?
Yeah, they can find me at sherryrigby.com. That's my website. Mm-hmm. And then also, we'd love for them to stop by dreamcenter.org and check out our shows for Daystar and just keep an eye out for all of what's to come. So.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for stopping by. I really, well, actually, I think we may even have a minute left here, even more so, don't we, Scott? I'm rushing through here. It's I mistimed here, so we got a little bit more time here. So, what else are you working on?
Yeah, I have two movies. I have a new movie that'll be coming out in the fall called Extraordinary that I worked with Leland Clausen and Karen Abercrombie from War Room on, and Lindsay Register, who's on The Walking Dead right now, which is an incredible true story based on a long distance runner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another movie called The Journalist that I filmed over in India.
Oh, wow.
And so I was there with filming across from Sharman Joshi, one of the most famous Indian stars, and then Stephen Baldwin. So that was fun. Uh-huh. And so I've got these new movies, and then in development also on.
You're not supposed to be this busy. I mean, you're too old for Hollywood. What are you doing?
Right? They used to tell me to jump in my grave. It was over. You're never going to do anything.
That was the competition. You
that
know?
Was yeah. And so there's so much going on, and you know, but that's who God is. The moment you say yes. And you really do submit to His will. He just goes, let me show you what we're going to do.
Well, speaking of Precious, Karen Abercrombie, I mean, her portrayal of Miss Clara. I mean, this every time I hear her about praying, raise him up, raise him up, I get chills, you know. I mean, she just depicted that role so powerfully.
Karen is amazing. And Karen and I have now worked on, this is our third project together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get ready to do some more work together. And we love being on the same set. So Karen and I are just
good chemistry. Then,
oh my gosh,
we
love it.
Well, Sherry Rigby has been with us. Make sure you check out her website, sherryrigby.com, just like it sounds. Sherry with an I.
Yes,
right?
You
absolutely.
Got it.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, Bill, so much.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Hunter.